With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A group teams up with a local police association to help kids at Rhinelander schools who are being bullied. Ken Kroll has more.
Rhinelander Parents Against Bullying, in cooperation with the Rhinelander Professional Police Association, are fundraising for buddy benches for Crescent, Pelican, Central Intermediate, James Williams Middle School, and NCES schools. Ashley Smith founded Rhinelander Parents Against Bullying. She talks about how it started.
I did some research on bullying and found that other districts across the country had them. They were successful in decreasing bullying. So I reached out in my group, and Sergeant Helke, who's with the Rhinelander Police Department, and also is part of the Rhinelander Professional Police Association, he offered to talk to them about being our fiduciary agent and receiving the funds and putting some weight behind this.
Ashley Smith says the benches are installed outside near the playgrounds.
My hope is that there will be children who will offer to be volunteer buddies, and they'll just keep an eye on the bench. And if someone's ever having a bad day, or they're feeling alone, or they don't have someone to play with, they can sit on the bench. And they will be engaged by a peer, and whether that's just sitting and talking with them or trying to get them off the bench and out on the playground to make friends, that's the goal.
She says research has found that a person is less likely to be bullied if they have someone with them. She says people who become bullies often feel alienated and alone. She says young people often don't want to talk to adults. They would prefer to talk to a sympathetic peer. She says a local Girl Scout troop is building a bench as one of their projects. Donations are being sent to the attention of Sergeant Kurt Helke, Rhinelander Police Department. We have the full address and contact information for donations at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A 10-year state management plan for black bears is in the works, and the DNR is asking for public input. Two meetings are scheduled soon in this region. DNR large carnivore specialist Scott Walters says the final document will guide the management of the increasing population of bears.
What we've seen over about the last 30 years or so is a fairly substantial increase in the number of bears in the state, but also an increase in their range. They've spread southward at a fairly rapid clip, so they're now common in central and southwestern parts of the state.
Walter says the committee putting the plan together needs to consider a number of factors.
Of course, black bears are a popular game species. So we had to address harvest management to ensure a sustainable, healthy black bear population. We also had to address some of the negative impacts that black bears bring with them, agricultural damage, property damage, nuisance complaints, things along those lines.
DNR staff will present the plan at 6 informational sessions around the state. One meeting is set for Wednesday, April 3rd at the Woodruff Community Center. A meeting is scheduled the night before, Tuesday, April 2nd, at the UW-Stevens Point Wausau campus. Each meeting will run from 7 to 9 p.m. More information is on the DNR website. The preliminary recommendation of the Vilas County DNR Deer Advisory Council meeting in Boulder Junction last week was maintain the deer population, allow antlerless harvest by youth, and have a small antlerless harvest by permit for the 2019 season. That harvest will be split between public and private lands. DNR wildlife biologist Michelle Woodford reported the deer harvest in Vilas County was 2,360, made up of 1,448 bucks and 912 antlerless deer. The harvest on private lands was 812 bucks and 592 antlerless. On public lands, it was 636 bucks and 320 antlerless. The estimated population was 17,500, or 23 per square mile. One surprise was a drop in the antlerless youth harvest on both private and public lands. The Vilas CDAC approved to continue the position to maintain the deer population. They favored a youth antlerless harvest. They favored a preliminary antlerless harvest of 200. The CDAC meeting to set a final recommendation to DNR will be on April 15th in the Boulder Junction Community Center starting at 6:30. CBD oil is appearing across the U.S. as a home-based treatment for several ailments. The oil is made from hemp and does not give you a high from its recreational cousin, marijuana. Dr. Rachna Patel, doctor of osteopathic medicine, is an alternative medicine specialist in Walnut Creek, California. She specializes in alternative medicine, pain medicine, and other issues. Dr. Patel says the oil is effective in treating some maladies.
In the years that I've treated patients, and I've been doing this since back in 2012, I have found CBD to be very effective for migraines and headaches, for muscle pain, for nerve pain, for anxiety, and for insomnia.
Dr. Patel says from her practice it has worked on inflammatory issues, especially those conditions that end with the four letters ITIS. She does admit more research needs to be done.
It definitely needs to be studied more, without a doubt, I can say, because the way it's really working is that people are using it, they're finding that it's effective for certain conditions, and then it's being studied. So it's the opposite of what typically happens when it comes to research and development of drugs.
Mainstream physicians are saying it's more like the Wild West because of its widespread use prior to research. We have a longer interview with Dr. Rachna Patel at WXPR.org. A medical examiner has ruled a missing 2-year-old Wisconsin girl died of head injuries. The body of Nolani Robinson was found wrapped in a blanket and placed in a ditch about 1 mile north of Blooming Prairie. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says a bystander told them where to look. The child was the subject of an Amber Alert after being reported missing last Monday in Milwaukee. Her father, Darius Higgins, is being held on murder charges for killing the girl's mother. Our forecast today, partly sunny and a high near 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 44. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.